Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us this morning. You've been listening to Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Please get that tune from iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Now let me share with you from our sponsors and advertisers, Moby Flyer. A mobile flyer is fun to interact with and engage to your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobyFlyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi. Also, Atlanta, get excited. Coming 2015, April 30th through May 2nd, host pastor and conference speaker Val Scarborough, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith from My Footsteps. Again, that's April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm excited. I don't know about you. We have basically about 28 hours before Women Power. Women are already converging upon Atlanta. They're already checking into the hotels. We're looking forward to having an awesome, awesome time. Our theme, Proverbs 4 and 23, guard your heart. For out of it, above all else, guard your heart. For out of it come the issues of life. Everything you do flows from it. Let me share with you a little bit more about that, and then you'll hear from our sponsors and advertisers.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd, at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Yes, please, please support our sponsors, our advertisers, because they are the people that help keep Walking in Power coming to your airwaves, your computers, you're listening at work or at home. We're just thankful to have you, so please support our advertisers and sponsors. Lady Lakeisha Scott was supposed to be our guest this morning. Unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond her control, she's unable to be with us. Yet I want to share with you just a little bit about Proverbs 4:23. You've been hearing about it. We've been talking about it. You've seen it all over social media. We've been emailing. And you've responded to that clarion call in an overwhelming manner. I want to talk just a little bit about that Proverbs 4:23, where it says, guard your heart or keep your heart with all diligence or keep it properly. Above all else, these things, this heart must be guarded or kept. The Old Testament psychology differs from our popular allocation of certain faculties to bodily organs. You know, many times we use our head and heart, roughly speaking, as being respectively the seat of thought and of emotion. But the Old Testament locates in the heart the center of personal being, the very nucleus of our personal being. It's not merely the home of the affections, but the seat of will and moral purpose. As this text says, the issues of life, or everything that we do, we encounter, we experience, flows from it in numerous variety of forms. The stream parts into many heads, but it has one fountain, that nucleus, that heart. It flows into many different forms, different areas. We each have different characters, personalities, tasks, will. All comes from that one fountain. To the Hebrew thinkers, that heart was indivisible, central unity, which manifests itself in the whole of the outward life. The things that we do today manifest from that central unit, the heart. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart is the man or woman. And that personal center has a moral character, which comes to light. And it gives unity and character to all of our deeds, whatever we do, however we speak, wherever we walk, how do we talk. It flows from that fountain, that central unit. I want to share with you that solemn thought that every one of us has a definite moral. Our deeds, our actions, are not accidental set of outward actions, but flow from that inner fountain, per se. They need to be driven home to our conscience. For most of our actions are, of most men or women, are done so mechanically and reflected on so little by the doers, that the conviction of having any moral character at all or incurring a responsibility is almost extinct to us, unless when someone startles our consciousness back into real protest. It's that shrouded inner self to which supreme care is to be directed. All noble and ethical teaching concurs in this, that a man who seeks to be right must keep, must guard, must protect, in the sense of both watching and guarding his inner self. Conduct is more easily regulated than character and less worth regulated. It avails little to plant watchers on the stream halfway through the sea. Control must be exercised at the source if it is to be effectual. This weekend, our heart, our fountain, our central unit is to share with you that God knows that your matters matter to him. So that everything that you do from this day forward shall flow from a healed heart, even a heart that has been fragmented, a mended heart, even a heart that's been broken, a sealed heart. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything, my dear listener, you do flows from it. I'm Dr. B.J. Relifer, your host and visionary of Women of Power, Walking in Power Network. Walking in Power Radio, and the Women of Power Network. I beseech you to meet me March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suite. For more information, please visit women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.